It's Morning Edition on KQED. I'm Brian Watt. Think about all the children in our public schools, and you got to figure at least some of them have experienced some form of trauma, be it abuse, neglect, a sudden loss, or even extreme poverty. Kids can't help but bring some of that experience to class, and that can get in the way of their ability to learn. In Oakland and San Francisco, a nonprofit is training teachers on letting trauma inform their approach to such kids. Katrina Schwartz wrote about it for KQED's education site, MindShift. Hi, Katrina.
Hi, Brian.
So the program is called Unconditional Education, and it's operated by Seneca Family of Agencies. You interviewed a teacher who was actively using this training. What was her personal experience teaching a child with trauma?
Well, this teacher teaches third grade, and actually a lot of her students have trauma, but in a more generalized way. And this one student came in, and about a few months into school, his father was actually arrested and taken to jail, and that just really affected him badly. He started acting out, being violent, throwing things, you know, hurting other kids, and no teacher can have that in their classroom. So she was sort of didn't know what to do, and her unconditional education coach helped her to come up with some specific strategies to help handle this one kid.
So what are the specific strategies? I think teachers want to know.
Yeah, of course. Well, in this case, the kid was having a lot of trouble with unpredictability. I mean, his dad had just gone to jail. So she really helped him to see what was coming 10 minutes in advance within the classroom. So he never was unsure what was coming. And part of that was also not focusing so much on the standards anymore, just having him focus on something for 15 minutes at a time, and then he would get a 5-minute break. And just having him in the classroom, making him feel part of the community, and, you know, letting him also have time with anybody else who could support him.
So by now, schools know that some kids are coming in with a lot of tough stuff on their minds. Do they already have some strategies in place for dealing with this?
Well, I mean, a lot of teachers know that their kids are experiencing trauma, but they have 30 kids in a classroom and there's a lot going on. And so it's not always top of mind. And so the way that a lot of schools deal with this is that they just send the misbehaving kids out of the classroom. Those kids end up going to the principal's office or the wellness center, and oftentimes they get suspended or put in special ed, and it starts a negative cycle.
Right.
So the idea here is to actually have the teacher be the first line of defense, to understand trauma from a brain-based perspective, to understand their own triggers, because, you know, this is really tough for teachers. I mean, when a kid is misbehaving constantly, it's easy to start thinking negatively about that kid. It's a very human reaction. So to help them to step back, look at their kid's behavior, and try really hard to separate their own reaction from the way that the kid is behaving.
So your piece has gotten a lot of responses online, a lot from teachers. What are some of the comments you've been seeing?
Well, it's amazing the outpouring of stories from teachers about the trauma that they see in the classroom. One teacher wrote in and said that she feels actually that she's in an abusive relationship with one of her students and that her administration has no idea. And she would love training like this to help support her in this. Other teachers wrote in with their personal stories of trauma from childhood and remembered teachers who had put this kind of effort in and made a big difference for them. And then, of course, teachers wrote in and said, you know, this isn't really their job. They're not trained as psychologists. Trauma is a big thing. It's not really their role to deal with this. But the unconditional education coaches really try to help teachers see themselves as the first line of defense and creating a community of care. So even really small things can make a huge difference for a student, like saying hello to the student when they enter the classroom or having lunch with them, even though they've been pushing your buttons all day long and you're really frustrated with them. Helping them to see that you care about them no matter what they do is a big step in the right direction.
All right. Katrina Schwartz is a reporter for KQED's MindShift team covering education. Thanks, Katrina.
Thanks so much, Brian.